The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Interesting news from Harina this week, Harina Rare Earths. The company has received terms and conditions for operating its Ampasindava license in Madagascar. Here to tell us what that means and what happens next, Ivan Murphy, the company's executive chairman. Hi, Ivan.
Alistair, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. And how are you in the wake of this positive development?
Brilliant. Yeah, really happy. You know, big moment for this company. We've had a lot of news the last couple of weeks. Firstly, obviously, we have announced already, which we've discussed previously, our investment from the US government in a form of a project finance development investment from the Development Finance Corporation of America. So that's been excellent. And that was even highlighted by President Trump in a White House fact sheet earlier this week, which was great. And the DFC has made a very positive announcement about their investment, and the government has made the same. So that's been brilliant. And, you know, just gives us that just a little under $5 million to spend on all the things we need to do to move forward. So that was great. And then very quickly thereafter, just yesterday, we were able to announce that we have signed our licensing agreement and the upgrade in our licensing with the government. And this is really important because it kind of moves our licensing from the transformation into exploitation, which is sort of the last phase of licensing around the permits for getting into production. But what it does, first of all, is that it allows us to open and operate our pilot plant and our laboratory, which is the thing we'll be doing over the next 6 to 9 months. And the money we got from the US government is part of that, and now the licensing from the ministry in Madagascar. So yeah, it's the end of sort of 12 months of work there. So it's all happening then at the same time.
Indeed. So what will happen when you open and operate your pilot plant? What will that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, this is a real key thing for any project like ours, because what we need to be able to demonstrate is that we can produce concentrate on site. You know, we're only intending to produce concentrate, as you and I have discussed before. We're not looking to be integrated to batteries or refining or anything like that. Our whole strategy is to produce a concentrate and sell it at port for it to be shipped for refining. And so this pilot plant will allow us to demonstrate in situ there in Madagascar what we've done in laboratories elsewhere with our clays. So it's a really important part. So it's like a mini version of what the actual project will look like. So you do all the same things you'll be doing in scale, you're just doing them in small, so a pilot plant. So, you know, it's just like a mini version of what we'll do in massive scale as we move into full production. And then the laboratory will continue to allow us to create the most attractive and most commercial concentrate, and give the concentrate the right combination for what the refiners are looking for. So it leads again to more detailed offtake arrangements and negotiations around that. And of course, the ultimate financing for the 150 million or so we need to get into production.
And can you tell us anything about the timing of the pilot plant then, in terms of when you expect to have it up and running?
Yeah, so we're right in the middle of that already. I mean, we'd already started work on it, and now that gets expedited on the ground with the investment from the US government, and also with the licensing having moved forward with the Madagascar government. So, yeah, I mean, over these next sort of 6 to 9 months, that'll all just start to come together. We'll be reporting more about that to the market. We've got some samples. We're actually going to take a couple of tons down to some labs outside of Madagascar for just to create some more concentrate. We've taken some samples from a higher mineralized area within our massive project. So, yeah, so look, over these next 6 months, there'll just be more and more news flow around that. And, you know, our plan is to have had the pilot plant up and running, you know, end of the year, Q1 next year.
So this exploitation license, to slightly shorten the official terminology, also involves some sort of social and environmental aspects, which you and the government have come to terms on too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a great question and really important there. You know, our pre-feasibility study had in-depth environmental plans and social scoping and all that. And so that's been the real kind of backbone of what we've been working with on the government with. And so the next stage then, as is referred to in the license, or sorry, in the announcement, is that we'll now be defining further our environmental program and our social program with the government before we get into full production, which is obviously completely normal. So it also kind of unlocks the next phase of work around environmental and social work, which we're doing. And we're already well underway with all of that. And again, this is all keeping in line with our pre-feasibility study, which set out in massive scope all the environmental elements to the project and all the social elements. And now they're getting more defined, and they're the sort of the next things we'll be working on with the government before we get into production.
So just sum it all up for us then, Ivan. You've got the DFC money, you've got the exploitation license, you're moving forward. How does the whole picture sort of come together in your mind?
Well, look, we are now one of the only ex-China ionic clay projects that's funded from the US government and has licensing to move forward with its pilot plant and its lab. So we're in a very small group now. So, this is great for us. It's great for attention for investors and getting more incoming. And, the last 5 days, we've had more incoming around, partnerships, offtake agreements, investment, funds, people wanting to give us money. So, we are now probably moving towards being a real part of the ex-China critical mineral solution, especially for the US, who we're now partnered with through our investment from the government. So, yeah, look, we just think it's all there for us now. We're super excited. We can move significantly along the development curve over the next 6 months with that licensing and that funding. And we're going to emerge as one of the real players in ex-China rare earth supply, especially because we have an ionic clay project. And I always make mention of this, which is the Serra Verde project in Brazil, which is producing, now owned by USA Rare Earths in the States, and a massive project that was backed by the US government. And we're a smaller version of that, but moving up the curve to get to play in that space. So we're really excited, and so exciting for everybody involved and all our stakeholders, all our team on the ground, all the people that work for us on the site, to see this kind of progress, and that, after a long time, this project has promised and now it's starting to deliver.
Well, we look forward to watching Hariina Rare Earths make lots and lots of progress. For now, though, Ivan Murphy, thanks very much for joining us.
Alistair, appreciate it. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.